UNnews remembers Aretha Franklin. Thursday, August 16th, 2018. This is Pierre Forever with UNnews. Thursday, April 16th, 2018. UNnews is saddened to learn that just days after being hospitalized and then put in hospice at her Detroit home, Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul, had died at the age of 76. Franklin came from humble beginnings, singing gospel in the choir of her father's New Bethel Baptist Church. In 1960, she pursued secular music and signed with Columbia, to only modest success. Her signing with Atlantic Records in 1967 brought her great success. Some of her earliest hits include Respect, which was originally a hit for Otis Redding, Carole King's You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Spanish Harlem, and Think. By the end of the 60s, she was crowned the Queen of Soul. She left Atlantic in 1979 and signed with Clive Davis's Arista Records. The Luther Vandross produced album's title track, Jump to It, was her first top 40 hit since 1976. Her next album, Who's Zooming Who, was her first platinum album and spawned the hits Freeway of Love, Who's Zooming Who, and Sisters Are Doing It for Themselves with the Eurythmics. Also during this time, Franklin appeared in a cameo as a waitress in The Blues Brothers. In 1998, she scored her final top 40 hit with A Rose Is Still a Rose. That same year, she memorably filled in for an ill Luciano Pavarotti, singing below her normal range on Giacomo Puccini's Nessun Dorma. I think I'm pronouncing that right. In 1999, she provided her voice for the Pepsi commercials with Haley Eisenberg and cameoed as a diner patron. With 112, Franklin is the most charted female artist in Billboard history. Among her other hits are Rock Steady, not to be confused with The Whispers' 1987 hit, Cha-cha-chain, Chain of Fools, Stevie Wonder's Until You Come Back to Me, Something I Can Feel, her George Michael duet, I Knew You Were Waiting for Me, and her cover of the Rolling Stones' Jumping Jack Flash. This is a huge loss for the music world. She had so much sass and personality. There is no one else like her, and never will be. She was unmistakably Aretha. She once said, "We all require and want respect, man or woman, black or white. It's our basic human right. Aretha Franklin, 1942 to 2018. With all due respect, this is PF Forever with a news.